Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Israel's former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett has said now is a time for Israel to attack Iran's nuclear facilities, adding that it was a once-in-a-generation opportunity to launch such a strike, saying it was the 11th hour to prevent Iran from going nuclear. More than 1,400 people have now been killed in Lebanon during the 3 weeks of Israeli attacks, according to Lebanese authorities. Meanwhile, in Gaza, the Hamas-run health ministry has said nearly 42,000 people have been killed and over 97,000 300 people injured during the year-long conflict. To discuss all of this, I'm joined now by Mr. Moshe Terpaz, an Israeli Member of Parliament for the opposition party Yesh Atid and Deputy Speaker of Parliament. He's also been a prominent member of the Israeli-Irish Parliamentary Friendship Group. Moshe Terpaz, you're very welcome back to the programme.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you and I appreciate your time. Can we discuss what is of major concern and conversation in this country at the moment? It's the UNIFIL posting on the Lebanese border. Is it still the IDF position, Moshe Terpaz, that you're asking the UNIFIL troops and the Irish troops among them to withdraw from position 652? And if so, why?
Yes, well, I'll start just by saying that you were in lack of one number. You mentioned the people killed in Gaza and in Lebanon, but you forgot to mention 1,700 Israelis killed in the last year, most of them civilians killed by terrorists. So this is something we have to put in mind. Now, yes, Israel is calling UNIFIL forces to move back because the terrorists of the terror organization Hezbollah, which is threatening not only Israel, but all the Western world, is shooting towards Israel for now over a year. Although Israel was attacked by Hamas and had no conflict with Hezbollah or with Lebanon, yet Hezbollah has overtaken Lebanon and has been shooting at Israeli civilians for the last year, including from the kilometers close to the border where the UNIFIL soldiers are stated at the moment. So we have told
the
UNIFIL soldiers, including the island soldiers, to move back in order for us to fight the terror organization Hezbollah without threatening the soldiers of UNIFIL.
And if they don't?
There's nothing I can do if someone wants to put his head in a lion's mouth. We are telling the UNIFIL soldiers, you have failed to defend the Israeli citizens. That's the reason you're stationed at where you are. You have failed to defend our people that were killed just because they're Israeli citizens. Now, Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East. It has been defending itself for the last year from attacks from Gaza, Lebanon, and Iran.
But if they don't, Mr. Terpaz, withdraw as you say, will you fight through the post?
No. I served actually in Lebanon in the 90s as a young soldier in the Israeli IDF, and I saw the UNIFIL soldiers, including those from Ireland, and we always knew how to take care and not make any one of them hurt when we fought, even in those days, 30 years ago, the Hezbollah terrorists.
I understand,
those are the same terrorists. The
Irish
and
MEP,
much stronger now.
The Irish MEP, Fianna Fáil's Barry Andrews, said that when we know from history that when UNIFIL troops withdraw, atrocities can occur. And the President, Higgins, has called the IDF request outrageous and an insult.
I think we have to remember the UNIFIL soldiers are there not to defend terror, not to defend Hezbollah, which is a recognized terror organization. They are there to defend civilians from both sides, mm-hmm. Lebanon and Israel. Now, if the civilians are not there and the only ones that are left there are terrorists, there's nothing that the UNIFIL soldiers should do there. And they have failed in defending our citizens, so we are calling the UNIFIL soldiers to move aside so we can fight terror.
The civilians are not there because they have been told to leave by the IDF, who bombed South Lebanon. Isn't that right?
We're not bombing Southern Lebanon. We are bombing every house and every terrace and every mountain that the Hezbollah is shooting at the Israeli civilians. The only reason we call the citizens to move aside and to move back is because we don't want them to be hurt. You know, you mentioned a few numbers of people hurt in Gaza and in Lebanon, but what you didn't mention, how many of them were terrorists. I mean, we are doing our best, and I can tell you that from firsthand as an ex-soldier.
Yeah. But you see, I appreciate that.
The citizens
I appreciate that. But you have sent missiles and bombed South Lebanon. You've encroached into South Lebanon, haven't you? In the southwest, as well as the east, overnight.
Of course, we will hit every terrorist that is trying to shoot Israel.
But you just told me you haven't bombed South Lebanon.
I said we didn't bomb the cities, we didn't bomb the civilians. We are bombing only the terrorists, and therefore Israel, in opposed to Hamas or to Hezbollah, is calling the citizens of Lebanon, move aside from wherever we are attacking. We give them a notice before, and we're saying, if there's a missile shot from your house, then we will shoot the missile.
With respect,
we're asking you to leave the house.
I understand. With respect, then, if you say you're not killing civilians, how come so many civilians have been killed?
The only civilians that are hit are if they are with the terrorists in the same house, and they haven't moved aside. And again, I expect Ireland to stand with Israel as a democracy that is fighting for its life for over a year now. We have brutalized, been attacked on the 7th of October by terrorists of Hamas. At the same time, Hezbollah has moved in and shot Israel many times.
And that now, has been roundly condemned. It has been roundly
but
condemned.
But condemning is not enough. If you have a terror organization shooting you,
yeah,
you have to be defending yourself. But that means
equally,
taking down the terrorists.
Can I ask you, what about the 42,000 almost people that have been killed? Many of them innocent men, women and children in Gaza. And now the 1,400 people have been killed. And we're told innocent people among them as well in Lebanon.
So again, Israel is doing its best to fight terror and to fight terror organizations. At the same time, it is shot at. I mean, I myself found myself last week with my child in Tel Aviv, in the middle of the town, going into a shelter when missiles from Iran were shot at Israel. Now, yesterday, we had still missiles shot from Gaza. Today, from Lebanon. This is an everyday reality in Israel. Now, it's nice to condemn, but that's not enough. We need the Western world, the democracies like Ireland, to stand with Israel and to say no to terror. And saying no to terror is giving its arms and its weapons and fighting it. That's the only way to fight terror. Condemning isn't enough. And we democracies have to stand with one another. You have to understand what's facing Israel today. We're only the first terrorists. The next are Ireland and England and the United States. And like terror has hit these countries in the far back, we will see it again if we won't stop it. So
but
Israel
is
the self-defense, first front.
Moshe Terpaz, is it self-defense? Because the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach have questioned if international law has been broken by Israel in its military conflict. Not just Ireland, but a US State Department report has found that reasonable evidence that Israel has violated international humanitarian law as well. We've had international law experts on this programme, UN special rapporteurs, saying Israel has acted disproportionately and has broken international law. Is that self-defence?
If you had 1,200 people from Ireland being killed, you would act as harshly and maybe much more than we do. Israel is standing as the only democracy in the Middle East. Israel didn't attack Gaza. Israel didn't attack Lebanon. Israel didn't attack Iran. They didn't attack Yemen, which is attacking Israel too. These are all terror organizations or countries that are attacking a democracy.
And
so we
Ireland,
want you as
Ireland
a democracy
has
to stand with us.
Condemned and called for an end to terrorism towards Israel. But it's also called for an end to what the Irish government sees as a disproportionate response from Israel as well since October the 7th. Ireland has also recognised, and I'd like your opinion on this, given your credentials as a member of the Israeli-Irish Parliamentary Friendship Group, Ireland has recognised the state of Palestine in May, and the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, is on his way to the White House to meet with President Biden today. And there have been calls in our parliament, in the Dáil, for him to call explicitly on the US to stop supplying arms to Israel. What is your response to all of that?
I think this is a very sad moment for Ireland, and I hope the United States won't listen on this issue. And again, look how sad it is when you have one democracy in the whole Middle East defending itself, standing against terror organization, doing whatever it can not to harm civilians in the countries and the areas that are attacking it.
But failing.
And then calling...
But failing,
excuse
I put
me,
it to you.
I don't know if you would stand the attacks that Israel stands, if you would have to defend yourself against such harsh terror organization.
I understand the point you're making. But when you say, with respect, Moshe Terpaz, that you're not trying to hurt civilians, I put it to you that you're failing, roundly failing, given the numbers of innocent men, women and children that we've seen, the healthcare facilities that we've seen bombed, residential buildings bombed as well, infrastructure bombed in Gaza, right throughout, north to south, and now in Lebanon as well. You're failing in your mission, are you not?
I think you're wrong, and I'll show you in numbers. If you check all democracies that fought in the last 100 years against any other country, and you see how many civilians were hit, and when you put on the side how many soldiers of the army or terror people were hit, you'll see Israel has done an amazing job in minimizing the number of civilian hit. Whilst Israel has been attacked again by terrorists that didn't differ between civilians and soldiers, that slaughtered children, that is something that the Irish people have to understand. Israel is a democracy fighting for its life. And then coming to the only democracy and telling you can't fight terror because you have the terrorists taking their own civilians as hostages and using them as a human shield, and then coming up to Israel and saying you're not doing your job. I don't see that as a first stand.
I can tell you with my hand on my heart that Irish people are horrified by the atrocities against Israel that you have outlined. And my question only relates to what seems to be a disproportionate response. But can I ask you this? Do you really think that Israel's response here, military response in Gaza and now in Lebanon, will bring about a safer Israel? Surely it is only through peace negotiation that will be brought about.
You know, I'm a religious person, and three times a day in our prayer, I call for peace. So yes, I want peace. Israel wants peace. We put our hand out for peace, and yet our second hand holds a weapon in order to defend our lives. That's a reality of being an Israeli today.
Moshe Terpaz, Israeli MP, thank you very much indeed for joining us in the programme.
Thank you.